Blog Talk Radio.
Come to you, God.
coming to your God, coming to your God. So come and turn your heart.
Welcome. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. And welcome, everyone. I want to let you know to dial 1 if you want to be ministered to tonight. Dial 1 on your phone, and it'll place you into the queue, and that lets me know that you are in the queue. There's many people online. Except, okay, now I'm seeing people raising their hands. Okay, well, welcome. My name is Carmen. I'll be your host for tonight. Today is April 23rd, 2022. And let me begin with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for allowing us this time together to worship you, to lift up your holy name, for you're worthy. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us this time here together, gathered in your name to glorify your name. And, Lord, we just ask you that you have your way tonight, that you move the way you want, and that you have your way, that nothing stop you. We bind and take authority over the airways or anything that may try to hinder this show tonight and anything that may hinder people being ministered to tonight in any way, form, or fashion. And Father, Lord, I received a call, Lord, about some people that I know in Lawton, Oklahoma, Lord, that they're facing a tornado. And we pray, Father God, right now against that tornado. And we ask you, Father God, that we speak against that tornado, that it be dismantled in the name of Jesus. And whatever tail end of it, Lord, that your angels will move it into the desert where there is nothing living and will not harm anyone, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now that we speak, we curse that tornado right now to the root in Jesus' name. We curse it in Jesus' name. And we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person over there in Lawton, Oklahoma, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for your angels that are there protecting these people in Jesus' name. And we thank you for tonight's show, Father. We pray you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, tonight the topic is about God being our refuge. And I want to make this clear to you tonight so that you have a good understanding about this, because in the coming days and years to come, there's really dark days, and we shouldn't fear them, because God is with us. God is on our side when we are on God's side. And there's some things that I need to explain so that you understand how God's refuge, Him being our refuge, and our strength and our help in our time of need. I hope you all had a blessed week this week. If you didn't, this is the place to be to change all that. And you'll receive prayer, prophetic words tonight to get you moving for the next week, right? I want to start by giving you this word, and then I'll get into the prophetic and the praying. This word tells us that God is with us in the midst of whatever we are going through, right? Whatever we're facing, like these people right now in Oklahoma, they're facing a tornado. And it says God was giving me the scripture earlier today. I had one message, but he changed it. And it's in Psalms 46. God is the refuge of his people and conqueror of the nations. Give me a minute here so I can locate it, because there's so many things over here that I have to maneuver through. All right. Let me find that page, and I'll get that to you right now. All right. Psalms 46, and it talks about God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. That's God's people. The holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And right now, Just 3 minutes ago, someone just called me and said, you know, pray, we're facing this tornado. So God is their refuge. God is with them. God is their refuge. He's protecting them. And he's protecting us in the midst of what we're facing, whatever we'll face now or in the future. Okay. So last week I mentioned how right before the break of day, or what you call dawn, it would get cold. I noticed that doing security work, you know, as a security officer, in the graveyard shift, we would always experience right before the day broke this extreme cold. It never failed. It always got cold. Well, God says he is our help just at the break of dawn. And I was laughing because, you know, I had mentioned this last week, and God gave me that word this week. He says, let me read, I read you the scripture, but there's the particular verse, and that's 5, which I'll get more into, which I thought was interesting because of that I had mentioned this last week, how it got cold before the break of day, how I believe that the Lord will come same manner in the last day. But we are not to give up, but understand he is with us, and we should not be moved. Even when it gets cold, when it gets dark, when it gets cold, where you don't want to go out there, where people's, and what I mean by cold is cold spiritually. It's going to get dark. There's going to be dark days, bad things, but, and there's going to be that coldness of the spiritual walk. People are not going to be walking the way they should. Hearts are going to get cold. They're not going to want to serve the Lord. But we are not to give up, but understand he is with us, and we should not be moved because he is in our midst. No matter how the nations rage and the earth seems to be ending, God is our very present help in trouble. And we should not fear what we see around us, like the people out in Lawton, Oklahoma right now. They might be fearing. Those that don't know the Lord are fearing, but we cover them in the blood, believers and non-believers the same. We cover them in the blood of Jesus and for God to protect them. We should be God's catalyst of God's peace and not fear to those that are already fearing, right? We are supposed to be a catalyst of what God gives us so that we can give to others. But how can we give to others when we're not seeking God and not being in his presence? If you're walking in fear, let's get our eyes off of what's on the earth and back into God. Because that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to focus on what we see, the things around us, just like Peter. Peter got his eyes off of Jesus and began to drown. But the great thing that happened was that when Peter cried out to Jesus, Jesus was there. He was Peter's present help in trouble, like Psalm 46 says, right? So let's read. It mentions here that it says, he's our refuge and our strength. What is a refuge? A refuge is a place of protection, a condition of being safe, or a shelter from pursuit, like being chased after, danger, or trouble, just like these people right now are facing in Lawton. This tornado is trying to get at them, but God is their refuge. They can run. They have a literal refuge where they can run into and hide. But God is their spiritual refuge. He's both physical and spiritual. He'll protect them. And that's so odd that I'm talking about this, and just, you know, 2-3 minutes before the show started, somebody called me about this, the message that I already had. And that's why I don't fear, because I know that God, through this, is showing me that these people are going to be okay. So strength. What is strength? It's power of resisting attack, power to resist force, the quality or state of being strong, capacity for exertion or endurance. So God is giving these people endurance, strength. They're enduring this. They're not going to be afraid. They're going to run to their shelters, and God will deal with the enemy. because a tornado is an enemy. It is an enemy. It is sometimes there are demonic forces. Even people will say that they can hear these strange noises coming from tornadoes that sound so demonic. God not only comes in your present moment to help you, he shelters and gives you the strength, the power, and endurance to resist the evil forces, resist the attacks, and go to higher ground where it's safe. So in the military, they always go to higher ground, right? They always prefer that because they have control. It gives them power over their enemies. They can see their enemies from a better place, from a higher position. They are in a position where they can control their situations and not have the enemy control them. God always takes it us higher, but we must call on him. We must realize that he is our present help. And our help comes from him. And so when we understand that, but how do we get to that? It can't be done in the flesh. These things can't be done in the flesh. When the rubber meets the road, if you're not seeking God, like people right now in Oklahoma that are facing that tornado, guess what? If you haven't done your seeking, you're going to be afraid. You're going to be afraid. And what happens when you're afraid? That's where the enemy loves it. Because when you're afraid, you don't function correctly. You don't think correctly. And the enemy can have all kinds of way. And people make mistakes, even deadly mistakes, when they're in fear. So verse 5, God is in the midst of her, he says. She shall not be moved. She shall not be moved. Right? My people, you are above, not beneath. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You're above your circumstances. You're not beneath your circumstances. When you cry out to Jesus, bam, he hears you. He runs to you right away. He's right by your side. You are on a higher ground over your enemy, whatever that enemy is. No matter how cold or dark it gets or it feels or it looks, God says, be still and know that I am God. Didn't he tell that to Moses right when the enemy was ready to attack? Wow, this is just, I mean, I couldn't make this up. I could not make this up, you know, to have somebody call me at this moment where literally the enemy is ready to, wants to attack them. And he wants you to be still, right? And he wants you to watch what he's going to do. He'll be exalted because you're going to realize he did it. Nobody else did it. And so whatever is these people in Lawton are facing right now or whatever you will face in the future or at this present time, be still and know that he is God. He's going to get the glory. You watch. Be still and watch what he has to do. He will be exalted. Exalted means elevated in rank, power, or character, held in high estimation, glorified or praised. Raised high, elevated. So exalted, he's going to be elevated. He's going to be praised. He's going to be glorified when people see. I'm sure that those that were with Moses, once they saw what God had done, they gave glory to God. They elevated God. Yet people continue to make mistakes even after that, after they've seen what God has done before. And they don't remember that he'll do it again. He is above all kinds of enemies. And he says, he is in your midst, and you shall not be moved. But you have to believe him. That's part of it, because it has to be through faith, not through the flesh, not you saying with your mouth. It has to be through your faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, things not yet seen. So by faith, you receive what he says and believe it. And you are still, and you will know that he is God. Then he will be exalted above all your enemies. Your enemies could be attacks on your health, your finances, attacks on your marriage, attacks on your children, attacks on whatever. I mean, you can have attacks with them. Maybe the roof is leaking. Maybe the car is not working. Attacks. But God is your refuge. He will help you. He will give you that strength to endure whatever it is that you're facing. Okay? So get into his presence, because that is where he is. You're not going to be on the outside expecting God to do it. You got to be on the inside. There is where you won't be moved. If you're on the outside, like right now, these people in Lawton, if they go outside of their shelter and they go out where they're out in the elements, guess what happens? That tornado comes, it'll take them. It'll overpower them. But if they stay within the shelter, that shelter will protect them. So you have to stay in the shelter of the Almighty. Okay? It is in his holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High that you have protection. Remember months ago when I took you on a journey into the tabernacle where I gave you I showed you the parts of the tabernacle and what each one meant, what it was for, showed you that you are in God's tabernacle. You are the tabernacle. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, okay? And God resides inside of you, just like he did inside the Holy of Holies. So you must prepare for the Holy Spirit to dwell in it. So how do you prepare yourself and understand that that your walk is important in order for God to dwell in you, so that there you have that refuge and that strength? Then you can overcome your enemies. But if you are not preparing the tabernacle, your temple, the way God says, then when the enemy comes, guess what? You're going to be walking in fear. You're going to be outside. You won't have the protection. And remember, I also talked about walls in the past week where if the walls were down, the enemy can get into a city, right? Or if you were planting a vineyard, you put a hedge of protection. You put a wall of fire around it to protect it from mosquitoes, protect the crops from the invading enemies, the mosquitoes and other insects and other animals. So the same with us. God places a hedge of protection, but if you allow that hedge of protection to come down, then through sin, then you allow the enemy to come in. Without God, there is no victory. But we must seek him first, right? Remember that scripture. It says, seek him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of day, right? The dawn. Like I was telling you, that on the dawn, it's dark, it's cold. So in Deuteronomy 23:14, it says, for the Lord your God will walk in the midst of your camp to deliver you and give you your enemies over to you. Therefore, your camp shall be holy, that he may see no unclean thing among you and turn away from you. Okay? So you don't allow. And if that happens, quickly call Jesus and say to forgive you and walk right. Sometimes we make mistakes and we realize that we just opened the door and we didn't realize we did it through ignorance. But there's sometimes that we open the door willfully, knowing that it is sin. So we repent and we come back to where we're supposed to be. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of Jesus. Because if it wasn't for him, we would have to be killing animals. Remember the journey that I took you in into the tabernacle of God, you know, the Holy of Holies and the outer courts and the inner courts. We don't have to do that anymore. Jesus paid the price for all of that. So understand, we have to have clean lives in order to be a pleasing aroma where God wants to dwell in our midst. Do you like living in a smelly house or in a smelly apartment? I don't think so. Well, neither does God. And we are his garden, right? And so it has to be clean and organized and in order. And it can't be chaos and confusion in there, right? Isaiah 12:6 Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Okay, so that's the church. Cry out, shout, people. Peter did it, did this. He said, Jesus. And Jesus ran to him. Ezekiel 43:7. And he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their kings, by their harlotry or with the carcasses of their kings on their high places. What are high places? We were talking about that in weeks back, explaining that high places is idolatry. God does not want our idolatry. He doesn't want, he's a jealous God. He doesn't want to share us with other things that we have in our lives. Pride is also idolatry, okay? Many of the kings felt because of their pride, they thought they did it and that they were the world leader. They didn't give God glory. And so some of them even turned crazy. Pride is doing things your way and not God's way. And pride is idolatry. It's another goal. That's why in the Ten Commandments it says, thou shalt not have any other gods. Okay? I saw a person, not sure if this person is a believer, but they're really nice, right? They were charging someone for something that that person had bought. And the person made a mistake, and they asked for something else. But instead of giving the person the right amount, they overcharged this person. And they knew it. They knew they were overcharging that person. And what is that? That's stealing. They knew that they were stealing from that person. This person is already was already struggling with their health. Guess what happened? Shortly after that happened, the person ended up in the hospital that very same day. That very same day. So God, I'm like thinking, God, this person must have done this more than one time for them to get sick, you know, again. They were already sick, but they end up in the hospital, severely sick, and they're still out. They still haven't come back. People, whether you're a believer or not, think it not strange. What a person sows, they're going to reap, okay? So in Joel 2:27, there are conditions to God's blessings. If you have God in your life, God says in Joel 2:27, then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. So if you are following God, doing what you're supposed to, you're not going to be shamed. Whatever you see coming, don't fear. Put your trust in the Lord. You will not be shamed. Months back, I spoke to you about idols, right? God doesn't want our idols in our lives. He's jealous, and I told you that. He's like a jealous husband, a jealous lover, right? He wants that person for themselves. Well, God is the only one that can be jealous. We can't have true jealousy. On the only one that can be jealous and be true and be just, being jealous is God. So the only he wants us to be the only ones in our, he wants to be the only one in your life so he can protect you so you won't be shamed, okay? But if you open yourself like one of the prophet's wife, now she kept going back to her lovers and encountering bad things. And he will go back and save her again. And God allowed that to show the love of God, that how God is with us, that no matter how many times we fail and we go back to our idols, our lovers, our idols, our other gods, that he keeps coming back and loving on us. He showed that. Last week I showed you about the covenant, and the Israelites kept breaking the covenant, right? But guess what? God made a newer covenant and a newer one. And then the last one, the new covenant, and the last eternal one is the one that Jesus did. Okay? So, and we see through all of that, his grace, that even though we don't deserve it, we still have, God still gives it to us. He still loves us. So shame makes you feel guilt, disgrace.
Yeah.
Okay. And sin will leave you feeling that way. It'll make you feel guilty. It'll feel make you feel like you're disgraced. But God gives you grace instead. These other things that people bring in their lives, it bring all that, right? Because they choose it, not because God brings it on them. You know, a lot of people blame God for things that God hasn't even done. It's their own sin that brings all these things on their lives. So let's not bring these things into our lives so that we can be protected from guilt, shame, and our enemies, because we leave the door open when we open ourselves to all those sins. So and you could also read Zephaniah 3:15, and I won't read that. There is something here that I wanted to read to you. It's good stuff, good stuff. I found this, and I thought it was interesting, so I'm going to read it to you. Okay. Okay, so in other words, God wants us to be humble and submission to him. That's what he wants us to do. He does not want us to be prideful anytime. So Zephaniah 3:12 says, I will leave you in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. So see, you need to be meek and humble, so that you can trust in the Lord, okay? Because if you're walking in pride, it's going to be a little hard for you to trust in the Lord, because you're going to think he's going to zap you. Christians live under the authority of Christ. We also live under the authority of human government, and that's in 1 Peter 2:13 through 15. The wife is under the husband, and under the husband's authority, and that's in Ephesians 5. 22 to 24. There's an order, okay? So we have to, in order for our lives to be in order, we have to follow God's order of doing things. Children live under authority of their parents. In Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, we find that. This, and if they go out of the order of the parents, they're living in sin. They're not obeying God. They open themselves to attacks. This is for the protection and for power. God gives you power when you obey him in obedience to him, walking humbly before him, so that you will be protected. When you do what you're supposed to do, God is there protecting you. All human authority is delegated, but it is invalid if it is violated, if it violates the will of God. You are to obey God, not man. Remember that. There's an authority God places, but if your authority, whoever they are, your government, your husband, your parents, tell you to do something that is not in the order of God, then you're supposed to obey God and not man. We are told that if we are to defeat Satan, we must be under God's orders, right? Even a soldier. Even in the Bible, it talks about a soldier that came to Jesus, and he knew the authority Jesus was walking in, because he told him, I too am a man under authority. I say come and they come. I say go and they go. He knew that following order, that he needed to follow the order. He understood Jesus' authority because he also walked in an order. Okay, so soldiers understand that. Jesus lived under the will of God on earth, here on earth. But, and he did this, and that was a part of the secret that he had in having power, that he obeyed God. And he did this even unto death, okay? So you can find that in Philippians 2:8. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. This was before the victory. So in order, if you want victory, you have to be obedient. You have to be in submission to what God's order says. If you're not in submission to what God's order says, there is no victory. Okay? So that's the key here. And I hope you remember this, because as the days get darker, you need to remember this so that you can maintain in the victory. Okay? After his submission came, he was exalted, right? Because he was God. So when we obey God and listen to what he says, then victory comes, and then God is glorified. And this is what I was reading in Psalms 46. Okay. So in verse 10, it declares that every realm is under God's authority. The realm, the spiritual realm, the natural realm, the demonic realm, even in the demonic, their realm has to obey. They can't go against what God, they need permission from God to do anything. So before we can stand in authority, we must submit ourselves to God completely. In Ephesians 6, I can't remember, it says, Luke 10:19, it says, I have given you authority to tread upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. But if you're walking in sin, you're not going to trust God, because you're in sin. You're opening yourself up to that. But it doesn't mean that God can't forgive you, but the enemy will lie to you, so that it's best not to get into sin at all than to get into sin and then not trust God, because then you're opening a bunch of cans of worms there that will, one thing will lead to the other, and you won't have belief because you're in disobedience. Okay? So the reason why I'm telling you this in the latter days, it is very important to stay in obedience to God. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But if you don't submit to God, you can't resist the devil, and then the devil can't flee from you. Okay? And if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for your children. Allow your life to be clean, because they're going to need God. You're going to need to pray for them. And how are you going to pray for them if you're in disobedience? How are you going to get your prayers answered? And it's not that God won't answer your prayer. He loves you. He will answer the prayer. But your disobedience will bring unbelief. That's the whole danger to this. So I leave you with that. Let me see if I have anything else to give you. So, okay. So as the days get dark and colder, and before right the break of day, that's when Jesus comes, right? You need to stay in God's truth, because you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, right? So God's presence needs to be found in your life, okay? You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Allow God's presence, worship him, exalt him, seek him. No matter what others do, how they live, remain in his truth and in his presence, okay? What are we facing now? We're facing a bunch of lies, and it's coming against it's attacking God's truth, okay? And so the presence of God becomes even harder to find when you're not walking in God's truth. Bringing in his presence will keep you protected, will give you power to live your life, will give you power to overcome the enemy, will give you power to pray for others, to pray for your family members, to pray for all that. So it is important not only for others to be right, but it's important for you to be right. Have you seen a match, right? A piece of wood, you know, one of those wooden matches. When you put one, it'll burn. But when you put a whole bunch of them, oh, my goodness, it's like a bonfire. So there is, you may think that, oh, no, well, then I'll just go to Sister so-and-so and this and that. No. It is important, even as the days get dark, it is very important that each and every one of us stay strong, not running to other people for prayer. That's important, but not neglecting your own life and your own walk, okay? Because there is something about the synergy of people being together than being by yourself. And so I'll leave you with that. I hope that message gets really deep. on what it is to be in, what it is to allow God to be your refuge. Okay, you have your part. Remember that we talked about the covenants last week. There is like a contract, right? You have your part to do in that contract. If you break that contract, there's no more contract. If either party breaks the contract, and it's not going to be God, because God is true, God is faithful. We're the ones that mess up. Okay, so keep your end of the bargain because you will be blessed. Amen. All right. Allow me a moment here so I can put some order in the callers that are on the line. So I need to go down the line and allow that, take them as they came in. One moment. All right. Okay. All right. And I will get to everyone tonight. Don't worry. You know, don't just be patient. And I'll get to all the callers tonight. All right. All right. My first caller is 504-376. Your name and where you're from.
Hello, it's Nicole from New Orleans.
Nicole from New Orleans. All right, let me mute you, okay? Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Nicole from New Orleans. Thank you, Jesus. Nicole, I sense that what the Lord is saying is prepare, 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 because there's coming something along the way, and the enemy is wanting to come to steal, kill, and destroy, but you are not to fear because God is with you, and you're a victor. You're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. There, I see some things, some challenges. But not to fear, God says, not to fear, that God will be exalted in this whole situation. Amen? And
Amen.
That's what I have for you. How are you, Nicole?
I'm doing really well. I actually just found out that you know, I'll be graduating this year, so I'm super excited and happy about that.
You were what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you clearly.
Oh, sorry. I just found out that I'll be graduating this year, so I'm super excited about that in this coming May.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
I'm super, super excited.
Oh, I'm glad for you. Oh, so that's where the challenges are going to come. That's what it is. Yeah, when we graduate, you know, now you're going to put everything to the test, everything you've learned. But don't fear not, because God is with you. Fear not, for God is with you. He will recall all the things that you've learned. He will recall. So you have the victory. You have the victory. Wow. Awesome. And what do you study?
Counseling psychology. So it'll be... a doctorate degree. So I defended my dissertation on Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Oh, I'm
Thank
so proud
you
of
so
you.
Much.
Oh, my
Thank
goodness.
You.
That's awesome. We got a doctor in the house. Another one.
Another
Thank
one.
Thank you, Lord.
I need to find out how to give to the ministry. It's kind of hard to find you know, information on how to give. I've been a part of this ministry for a long time, probably since I started my doctoral program. So
okay. Well, what you can do is on the phone number that whenever you call Randy on the show, he can text you either the PayPal or the address,
mm-hmm.
and you could either mail it or send it through PayPal. He'll give you the direct. Okay. It's best that he gives it to you, because if you do it the other way, there, you know, there might be something that might not go to the right place. It's best that he send it to you, okay?
Okay, I see.
So on Mondays, from Monday to Thursday, Thursday he does communion. You can text him on Monday, and or when you get on the show on the line, you can ask him for that, and he'll text it to you, to your number, okay? And that's safe
okay.
for that way.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else you want, prayer or a testimony?
No, that's pretty much my testimony, you know.
Yes.
Just God has really carried me through. It's been 7 years and, you know, just consistent, you know, just prayer and through every stage of the process. And I'm just so grateful to God. And, you know, just that God covers me as I transition into my career and I graduate, and that it's a peaceful, joyful celebration. I normally don't celebrate my graduation, but, you know, just that, you know, this time it's a peaceful and joyful time.
Oh, yes, you have to do that. You have to do that. And especially this year, Prophet Randy at the beginning of the year sent Christmas cards, and he mentioned that this year is the year of treasures, the 2022. It's the year of treasures.
Mm-hmm.
I have the card somewhere around. Yeah, and so what a beautiful time to graduate this year. So it's going to be even, you know, more of a blessing. Wow. So no wonder God is saying there's victory. So you have the victory, my dear.
Amen.
And Lord,
amen.
We just pray for Nicole. Father God, I pray you place her in the right place at the right time, in the right business place. With the right people, Father God, and so that she can touch many people's lives for your glory. And we thank you for her. We thank you for bringing her to this point, Father God. We pray blessings over her in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nicole. Well, God bless you, and keep calling us and letting us know what you need prayer for.
I will. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right. 251-229, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Sarah, Alabama.
Sarah from Alabama. Thank you, Jesus. Let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah from Alabama, Lord. We just thank you for her. We thank you for her daughter also, Father God. We pray that a blessing go over them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I see breakthroughs. Things are starting to move in the name of Jesus is what I see. Like the light of the Lord is shining upon you, and he's showing you the way, and things are happening in the name of Jesus is what I'm seeing. Things are happening. And are getting, it's almost like the Tin Man that was a little rusty, but once he got his oil on, he was able to move. That's what I see. I see that the anointing is making things move in your life in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, for the things that are moving in her life through your power, through your anointing. In Jesus' name, we exalt you and we praise you, Father God, for all you're doing in her life, because she trusts in you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for doing that in their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sarah, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, I'm
so,
here.
I will
here.
Have your
Well, it's been good, you know. I'm just grateful to the Lord about the week. And when you mention my daughter, she's, you know, was going through a little phase where she was feeling, you know, kind of down about nursing and getting through and everything with it. But the Lord is delivering her where she's feeling better now.
Mm. Okay, yeah, that's the anointing. It's almost like she's gone through
a... I feel a sense of breakthrough myself because I'm like, hey, I feel great.
Yeah, it's the anointing.
Because in the past, I was like the weeks you talked to me about, 2 weeks back now, I was feeling weighed down, to be honest with you. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to retain this much information. I got to do this. I got to do that. And the Lord has really been a deliverer, like he's good all the time. So I can feel the breakthrough, and I'm happy about it. Because before it was a load that I was carrying, but the Lord is always faithful. So
you keep on applying God's word into your life, what? And that anointing will continue to get all those squeaks out, like the Tin Man, right? It starts squeaking, but when that oil is applied, it makes it smooth. So that's what
I'm
saying. I like that. Like the Tin Man. So the more you seek the Lord, the more of his presence will come upon you, and you will, without him, we can't do nothing. Without him, you can't do nothing. And that's what I was saying. There is breakthrough because there is that anointing that's breaking whatever it is that's not allowing things to move. But in Jesus' name, it is. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Sarah's life. In her daughter's life, Lord, I pray you do even more and touch her in her quiet times with you, Lord. Bless her with your presence. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in both their lives in Jesus' name. Lord, we bind that spirit of discouragement from coming against their lives, Father God, and it's always hard at the beginning, but Lord, with you, you're the one that's going to makes things possible, that makes the impossible possible. We thank you for that, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
I want to commend you on the lesson tonight. It was wonderful. I was listening through it. I listened to it, and I was telling my daughter, she's not too far away from me. I said, let's listen together. And we learned a lot. And I'm like, wow. I mean, that is awesome. So it was an awesome word, as always.
And God confirmed it because right like 2-3 minutes before the show started, I get a call that applied exactly to what I was teaching. And so they were facing that, but we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We know that they're going to be overcomers over there in Jesus' name. So it can be that real. Our enemy can be that real and that dangerous. So we can't prepare at that moment, right? When the enemy is right in our faces, we have to prepare ahead of time. And getting God's wisdom to know how to put certain things in place and be prepared so that when the enemy does come, we can clobber him when we're up in higher ground to see where he's coming from. And then we have the victory. God gives us the victory. And that way we give him the glory. And that's what you and your daughter are doing, seeking him first. And that's why God is blessing you with these breakthroughs. And I pray that more will come your way in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you and have a blessed night.
Do you have anything else that you want us to pray for? Okay.
Well,
God bless you. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, tomorrow is on my job. You know, I'm going to be doing the opening. So I'm just praying that all the steps, really what it is basically doing a lot of things on the iPad and the do a lot of data entry, and it's a combination of things, but I just want to pray that all goes smoothly in Jesus' name.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the word that you gave, that she has the victory over all this, Lord, and we just pray, Father God, that her mind be clear, Father God. You give her peaceful rest tonight so that she'll be refreshed in the morning, ready to tackle the challenges of the day, and I thank you, Lord, that as they come, that you will be the one to bring it to her mind and bring it quickly to her mind so that she can get these things done and bring you glory, knowing that it's not her, that it's you doing it through her. And we thank you for that, and also for her daughter, Lord. We thank you for that, for the victories, the breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Amen. It's done.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, woman of God.
God bless you.
I thank the Lord for you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. God, have a beautiful week. All right. All right. My next caller. And you know, you guys know that I'm going to give it to you the way it is, because I'm not going to be responsible for holding anything back. I'm going to tell you like it is. If you're not walking right, then you're not walking right. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm going to give it to you the way it is. All right. Okay. 814258. Did I get? No, I didn't do that. All right. Our next caller. Where are you from? Your name and where you're from.
Hello, Greg from Pennsylvania.
Oh, Greg. All right. Give me a minute. I'll mute you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Greg from Pennsylvania, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you put in his hands, Father God, that it's not him but you, Father God. You created him with these gifts to work with his hands, Father God. And we just ask you, Father God, to increase that in the name of Jesus. I see you, your hands. There's something about your hands. Something about your hands. I don't know. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in his hand. I don't know if this is for a season or if it's something continual, but I see that there's some anointing in your hands for creativity, to create things. And that's what I see in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you use him for your glory, that whatever he creates will be for your glory, and that, Father God, that many will look at what he does, Father God, and they'll be wowed, and they'll realize that it's you, Father God, that, and he will realize that it's you and only you. I pray, Father God, that you increase more of that. Touch him, Father God. Give him more in the name of Jesus. I'm not sure if this is for, like, for a job or something. I just saw your hands like doing something and creating something. So there's definitely a talent that you have, and it's coming from the Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. Greg, are you there?
Amen. Yeah, I can tell you exactly amen. What that is.
What is it?
Today is day 11 since I have been putting all my work out on Reddit. You know, dreams, visions, teachings, after not being able to share for a long time, not finding an appropriate spot. So I've been putting all my work out on Reddit. I don't know if you've ever used Reddit.
No, what is
Reddit?
That?
Reddit.com. It's like a discussion forum of all kinds. There's Reddit, and then there's subreddits. Like, put it like this, like, I've been posting, you know, dreams, visions, and things like that on the, I think it's on the Christianity subreddit, and you'll get a few hundred, usually get a few hundred views on a good day within the first hour. And what happens is, I don't know how you are, but, you know, sometimes God's speaking all the time, and you don't always have somebody to listen to what is saying. You know, because sometimes you need that feedback, you know, back and forth. And so I can get a word or share a dream while it's fresh. And I can put that post, you know, in an uncomplicated way on Reddit. And within an hour, I got feedback. And I can start communicating with other people. Yeah. So it's more interactive. I might eventually get to YouTube, but this is where I'm kind of building up my confidence, and you get, you know, an immediate number of, you know, you get commenters, some good, some bad, but I like it all because it's well-balanced. You know, some people think you're ridiculous, but they don't believe you can hear from God anymore. other people are encouraging, but I like the interaction with a variety of people. And,
yeah, we are all.
Today is day.
We all can prophesy. Yeah, we all can have.
Well, it's an open. Yeah, it's an open forum, and you don't get into the cliques as much, you know, or in the camps, you know.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, because you have these different
here
camps.
On PGN,
yeah.
You could also, you know, exercise your gifts. You talk to Prophet Randy, and, you know, this is prophetic grace. We give you grace, and you grow in this platform also. So
yeah, I was,
think about that.
I was talking to him a few weeks ago, and we were talking because I was getting lots of words about some of the things that he was too. And he said about getting your words out, and it took me about a week, you know, because I was trying to find the appropriate platform, and that was, and I went to do it, you know, I was looking at YouTube, and I just didn't feel right, you know, didn't feel right with YouTube, and then I already had a Reddit account, so I just started posting, you know, because the way you share has to fit, you know, it has to fit the way you
you're
think,
comfortable with
the way
it.
You communicate,
yeah.
Yeah. And Reddit,
you're comfortable,
I mean,
with it.
I don't have
yeah.
to go into any production, I can lay out a couple paragraphs, ask everybody what they think, and then if people have questions, you know, they can bring it out of me so I can pray how do I respond.
Doing.
Yeah,
that's,
and you can sit, you know, if so. yeah, that's what I'm doing. But I love it because it's like if we're talking right here and I'm talking to you and you're talking to me,
mm-hmm.
I could ask you a question or you could ask me a question. But I don't always like to respond quickly. You know, I might have to sit on that a half hour. And how do I know if I'm gonna get back to you? Whereas on Reddit, you can let that word sit. You can let that question marinate whether or not you want to respond. But like on a conversation between two people, you know, sometimes you feel pressured to say something.
Well,
whatever
you
it might take. Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
But
yeah.
And maybe this is the first platform that God takes you in. And then as you increase in that, he takes you into other things.
Yeah. That's what I'm kind of feeling on that. It's about.
So you're comfortable with it.
Go,
and that's what's important, that you're comfortable with it and you feel like God is directing you there. And so that is good. Awesome. 11 days already, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And originally I was posting once a day. Sometimes I'm posting two or three times because I have lots and lots of stuff that I have not yet been able to share without the appropriate place. You know, and sometimes you have something that's controversial, or you have something that's opposite what everybody else is saying. And people don't like to be challenged. So,
and that's one of the
I
things
put,
that Prophet Randy says,
yeah.
is that we need to record it, and that's a way of recording things, what we, you know, what God
yeah.
gives us.
And it's quick
that
to skim through. You know, you can skim through the post. And one thing I do like, okay, let's say somebody comments on something I say, and I'm wondering if I should comment back. I can click on their name, and I can look up the record of their comments. So I can see how they're responding to other people. I can see if they're just a troll or they're asking honest questions. I can look at the fruit of anybody that comments on something I say.
Okay.
Very good. You might try it. It's
Reddit,
R-E-D-D-I-T.
Explain to some people what a troll is. I know what it is, but explain to other people what it is. You know, it's like a robot, right? Explain.
Yeah, that's just somebody that, you know, let's say they want to call into your show. And they're just enjoying themselves, and they just want to give you a hard time. You know, it's just fun for them. Sometimes they're just goofing off. Sometimes they're mean, you know.
It's a waste of your time.
You know,
it's just wasting your time. Yeah.
Pretty
All
much.
Right. Wow. Wow, and that's wisdom right there. God is giving you wisdom.
Yeah. And it's reasonably well moderated, too. So if somebody's bothering you too much, that doesn't fly on there.
Wow.
You get a reasonable – it isn't perfect, but compared to what I've been through, it's great. You know, sometimes we compare things to where – from what we came from, and that's definitely an upgrade for me.
No,
maybe
and
not
it's
an upgrade for everybody, though.
And for you to continue doing it and getting out there and getting your feet wet and, you know, getting your juices flowing, that's great. That's great. I'm glad. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you that you're moving and doing it.
Amen. Yeah. Seems like there's no roadblocks, you know. No stop.
No, it's
signs.
Only going to get better. And that's what I said. It's only going to get better for you. And then it's going to reach a limit, and then you're going to go higher after that. So
yeah.
God is just,
sometimes
you know, those
just,
are new beginnings.
Yeah. It's finding the right soapbox to stand on, you know.
Yes, yes, exactly. And so we when we're faithful with little, God will give us more. And so our little may be, you know, more than another person, because another person may say, oh, I can't do that. But for you, you can, because that's the level that you can take the little. That's your little, which is a lot compared to other people. And God's going to give you more as you exercise it, as you stress yourself in that position. Oh, well, I pray in the name of Jesus that God give you more and that you go higher and deeper in the things of God through that, and that God will not only bless you, but those that read your words, and that God just work through you even more in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Is there a testimony, something you want prayer for?
Sure, yep. I guess better interpretation of dreams, I guess. I'm posting a lot. Some things are easy to interpret, and some things I don't share because, I mean, I know it's relevant but yet I can't interpret it.
But you know what? That's part of that growth when you hold back certain things, and that's the Holy Spirit telling you, okay, this you can share. This you have to hold on to this because it's not you're not ready to release this. I don't want you to release it yet. You know, and that's part of maturing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one
thing
I guess I'd like to pray over. You know, I posted it. I woke up probably about a week or two ago, and I was in the Word, and I was praying, and I had this dream of, or not a dream, but a vision right in the morning. It was like I saw a carburetor and starting fluid, you know, like starting fluid shot into the carburetor. And the word was that Big Pharma was going to be stimulated. So I was wondering, you know, if God wants to release that blessing to the body. And another thing that kept coming to me before that was the word AstraZeneca. And I know Randy's gotten some words on the economy and stuff. And I'd like to pray into that, you know, because if God wants to bring it out as a blessing, I don't want to miss it, but I don't want to jump the gun on anything either, because some of these things, they might happen months or years away. You know, you don't really know the seasons.
Well, Lord, we just lift this request up to you, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you give Greg clarity of that vision, that you give him depth of it, and that give him the right timing to speak it, Lord, when you do give him that clarity, Father God. And I also ask you that you would expound on it, and that you give him even more words concerning those things, because apparently that is where you have him, Father God. That those are the areas that you have him seeking and the sensing things, Lord. So we pray, Father God, for an increase of that, an increase of the clarity of those words and those visions, Father God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, and the right timing to release those words in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that. We thank you for Greg, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the prophetic moving in him. We pray, Father God, rapid increase, Father God, because the days are rapidly approaching when you're coming. And we just pray that you prepare him even quicker, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Greg. Amen. Bless him, Father.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. All right, Greg. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. All right.
Amen. Thank
you. Sorry. I didn't mean to. It's that this block talk kind of is a little slow. All right. I'll go to my next caller. Thank you, Lord, for that. That was awesome. we learned a little thing there. I didn't know about that Reddit. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just, the next person that we have here is 817-690. Your name and where you're from.
Yes, I'm Crystal, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Crystal. South Carolina. Okay, Crystal. I normally mute people, and then I come back, okay? Let me mute you.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord, for Crystal, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I see something with the eyes that God is allowing you to see the truth, to see the truth that there's some things that have been lied to you about certain situations. And I see that the Lord is opening your eyes to the lies and opening you to see what's really true and not the lie, that that they're not putting the wool over your eyes, sort of, that you're not having the wool pulled over your eyes. You're seeing the truth. You're seeing the truth. And this is God allowing you to see this so that you won't be lied to. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the truth shall set her free. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Crystal's life, Father God, that you're showing her truth, your truth, Father God. And truth sets us free, because when we see things the way God sees them, we're on the right track. We're on the right track, and we're not deceived. And we cannot be deceived, because God exposes. God is exposing, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Crystal's life. Thank you, Father God, for helping her to see the truth, in Jesus' name. Amen. Crystal, are you there?
Thank you. Yes, I'm here. Thank you for the prayer.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm good. I'm very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Make any sense? If not, it's probably for the future.
Well, it makes sense, because I think I see things and I speak up, and sometimes you might be viewed as confrontational. When you speak the truth, it seems like it's confrontational. You don't say it aggressively.
Well.
It's just, yeah, you know.
The people want to maintain it under the lie, and they think that they're pulling the wool over your eyes, is what I heard.
Right.
And it's
exactly.
Not that way. And they get mad when they see that it's not working.
Right. Exactly. And if you walk, when you walk and say the truth, it seems like you're walking alone, but you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know God is with you, and you know God has shown you, and it's just to me, it's the spirit of discernment.
It is.
That reveals it to you, and, you know, it's just, you know, you're deemed confrontational if you say just the truth. You can say it just as polite and kind and with love, but if the person is not ready to not walk in the lie, you're viewed as not able to be controlled, if you understand what I mean.
Well, that happens. Yeah, that happens, and that's happened to me because of my calling. You know, you can't. I'm seeing it. I'm sorry. I'm seeing it. So, but sometimes, you know, God gives us wisdom to just keep quiet until the right time to say it. And then when it's the right time to say it, then it's like they still may not like it, but it packs a punch. And it'll keep you free, because you know that when you see what's really true, you don't walk in that being deceived by it. Like the word says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. You'll be free from whatever it is that they're trying to do. You know, and you won't be part of that. You won't be allowed to, you won't allow others to make you part of what they're doing, you know, because you see right through it. So, Lord, I just pray that you give Crystal, Father God, the wisdom, the even greater discernment, Father God, to know
when
to speak, not to speak, and when to say and what words to say it in. And thank you, Lord, because you're keeping her free from the deception of the enemy, the way that the enemy uses others. And we thank you, Father God, for the eyes that you give her to see. And we pray that you increase that also, Father God, and protect her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Protect
her
from those things that are that she's seeing, that she is not to be involved with. And
thank
I thank you, Father God, for that, for the seeing eyes that she has, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything else or testimony you want to give?
Well, I can say this. Today I received a phone call from my daughter, which she was not, really wanted to talk to me because she's young, they go through the changes in life and she's maturing to be she's given her life to God because she told me, she said, Mom, I've been in a prayer meeting. I was like, what? Not you.
Ooh.
And she's like, yes, ma'am. She said, yes, ma'am. I was like, well, that's wonderful. And I allow her to talk to me and, let her say what she needed to say so that she can be the adult woman and let me, because she wanted me to know. And she usually keeps me blocked on the phone and, like that stuff. And I told her, I said, you can block me with technology, but if the Most High God wants me to talk to you, we'll talk. So I'm not offended. But if that makes you feel good, go ahead and do it. Yeah, you can't block God. So I said, when it's time for us to talk and God says time, we'll talk. And we did. And I just thank God for that conversation today. It was pleasant. It wasn't no arguing or anything of that nature like it usually is. It was just peaceful. And we agreed, and then some things we didn't agree, but we did it in love. And I just remained in saying that I love you. I wanted her to know. I wouldn't move from that because God had to deal with me about being angry with what she was doing and expressing it to her. And he said, that's not what I told you to do. I told you to walk in love towards her and you pray for her. And I said, okay. So I had to maintain that in my voice, in my words. And also, correctness came, you tell them the right thing, but it's in love and don't let it get out of control. So, and I maintain that with God's help, and I thank God for that, And
thank you, Jesus, right?
Yes, thank you, Jesus, because, it get tough sometimes. When you're used to being the mother in control, now you're taking a different seat in their life than you had.
Yeah, and when they're adults, it's a different stage in life that you have to learn something. Both of you, the child, the adult child, and the parent have to learn the new stages. Just like when they were little and they started growing up, and then they were in elementary and middle school. Each step of the way was a change for both sides. And so this is another change. It's another change. And I mentioned this last week to someone about this evangelist lady that. She had a marriage, right? And her husband, well, he came out of the closet, and you know that, what that means. And so there was a divorce. And when that divorce happened, it came all at once. She ends up with cancer on the same day that she was getting divorced, a whole bunch of crazy stuff. Then her children started acting like the father. And they wanted to drink and do everything that she taught them not to do. And she was like, Lord, you see them. You see what they're doing. And the Lord says to be quiet and pray for them, just to be quiet and pray for them, not to get into an argument, not to correct them, just to pray for them. And do you know, over time, they didn't choose it because they saw that it didn't pull her strings. And then
right.
they started acting
mm-hmm.
right. And nowadays she has a doctor and she has these girls that are in the ministry, and God has made a big change. But she went through, you know, a season where she wanted to open her mouth up to speak and say, you know, what are you, crazy? What
right.
are you doing?
Exactly.
You know, why are you acting like your father? And so we can't,
right. you
we want can't
to say
do that.
It. Can't
we
do
have
it.
To. Yeah, and it's much of a time of growth for us, even through the different seasons. And when they get
mm-hmm.
married, that's another season. You got to step out of that and not meddle with your children's marriage and let them grow. All you can do is pray for them. Now, when they ask for advice, then you give the advice. But you have to treat them like you would treat an adult, of somebody that wouldn't be your child. So you treat them
exactly.
as adults. And that's what they want. They want us to treat them as adults, not like children. They feel like, you know, they don't want to feel that way. And even in marriages, even, you know, with husband and wife, you know, sometimes we deal with children so much that sometimes, you know, we treat them because they act like children. And they'll say, you know, well, stop treating me like a child. But and you want to say, well, stop acting like one. But that's not
exactly.
the answer. That's not what God wants us to say. God says, okay,
no.
you know, I respect you. People want to be respected, and sometimes we lose our temper
yep.
in the process.
And,
but
yep.
it's growth for both sides, for both sides. And so
amen, that's the truth.
Bite our tongues. Yeah, Lord, help us to control our tongues and to speak when we need to speak and say, well, and then it packs a punch when it's the right timing. Yep. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I gave a word about the mouth can get us into so much trouble. And so especially us women, because we have so much relationships, you know, and we talk more.
Mm-hmm.
It's known that even as little girls, women talk more. Little girls talk more than a boy. Women talk more than a man. We have to get our words out more than a man would normally speak.
That's
and
right.
so
mm-hmm.
It's more dangerous for us with our mouths because it is the way God created us. We're more relational, and we have to be
mm-hmm.
careful with our mouth, our, you know, in a good way. And that's okay. You know, when God is in control of everything we do, we have the victory. Amen?
Amen.
So,
that's the truth.
I love that. I love that. That you're. I bet you were tickled pink when you heard that your daughter was going to a Bible study.
Yes, I was. I was so grateful, and I just told her to continue, you know, to pray. And I said, you know, we talked about it, and I said, well, I used to, you know, do Bible study at our house with our family. And I said, you would walk
mm-hmm.
off and go in the room. She said, I heard everything you taught, Mama. And I was like, thank you. So. You know, I just dropped it. I was like, I don't criticize. I just started down a path like, well, I was teaching you. And she goes, I heard everything you said. And I said, I know you did. I saw you fight. I said, when you got out and you started getting in trouble and things, I saw her fight to turn her life around. And she did. And she didn't allow herself to be devoured. And I said, thank you. And when I saw her fight, I said, she was listening. Because she knew how to correct. She knew how to go to God and correct herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I knew she just walked out, but she was listening from the room, I guess, you know, teaching.
Well.
So thank God. And it was being obedient to the Father. That was my job, you know, as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he entrusted me. So I had to do what I had to do. But I thought I didn't. I thought I... The things she was doing, I thought I messed up, but she's walking it out now. She just went a different path. She wanted to do her thing, and she told me before she left home, she said, Mom, keep the standard high. I was so frustrated, I was walking away from her. She stopped me in the hallway in the home. She said, Mom, keep the standard high. And I said, okay, thank you. And I, you know, kept the standard high. She didn't want me to give up on her. And so
aww.
I kept the standard high. And I thank God for it. Yeah.
Aww,
I have one
that.
More. I just thank you. God, it was tough. So for all the mothers and fathers out there, you know, like you said in the beginning, keep your eyes on Jesus. You know, don't look at what they're doing. Don't look at the storm. Don't look at the things mm-hmm. that's going on. Stay focused on Jesus. And the scripture that you started off with was Psalm 46.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like 21 years old, I had given my life to God. And I went to the church. I had never gone before. And I was at the altar. And a sister, evangelist, she's going home to be with the Lord now. But she came and ministered to me prophetically, which I had no idea what that was at the time. And she said, God wants you to have this Psalms 46. And I read it. I was just a 21-year-old girl. And when I read it, I just cried.
Wow.
Because that I was so full of fear all my life at up until that age. And that's when I met Jesus at that altar. And that was the first scripture that I was given, Psalms 46.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Psalms. And I read it. And
wow.
when you said it tonight, it brought me back to the altar. And I just, you know, God has kept me from that time to now. And he was reminding me, don't fear. So everything you said was just right on time for me. It was just
mm-hmm.
reaching home to me.
Confirming
so, thank you for
lived it. And maintaining you where you're at right now, believing the same thing over and over. If God's word will not return void, God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. He doesn't change.
He doesn't change.
And so no matter what the enemy is, you know, for you it was that challenge with the daughter. For another person, it would be a physical sickness, cancer. Another one would be a divorce. Right now, friends in Oklahoma are facing that with the weather. It can be anything, but it's not at the moment that we receive these things, it's not the moment to prepare. You have to prepare ahead of time. You have to stay up high. Go up the mountain with the Lord. And so definitely you've taught your daughter right. You've taught her
Thank God.
Ways that the Lord has showed you. Wow, that's confirmation of God's word.
Yes.
And if he did it for Sister Crystal, he's going to do it for you too, for those that are listening. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything else you want prayer for?
It's just for my work. We're going through a lot of training and a lot of information is being thrown at us. And I just want prayer that I'm successful in it all.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see what my sister is asking about her job and the training. Lord, I pray, Father God, that you give her such incredible memory recall, Father God, and that she be
Thank
in such
you, Father.
Peace, Father God, that as she's training, Lord, that she be in that peace and that she have order of her notes and everything that she hears, that she captures everything, Father God. I pray that you give her supernatural hearing, that supernatural memory recall in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that when it's time to apply, that you will keep her in that peace, Father God, so that she can walk
you,
in it
Father.
And remember it, and she will not fear, Father God, because she knows who she serves. We thank you, Lord, because
yes.
she does not
God,
fear. Just like Psalms 46, Father God, that you're there giving her power, giving her strength, Father God, to overcome.
Yes.
You are her refuge, keeping her, Father God, from that the attacks of fear, Father God. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this training that is going to bring her to a higher place, Father God. And, Father God,
thank
so
you,
that
Father.
She can do more for your glory in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Father.
And bless her daughter, Lord.
Jesus
continue
name.
Blessing that daughter, Father God. And draw her even closer.
You,
Lord,
Father.
I pray that you surround her with many godly people, Father God, and that you will
Thank
reveal
you,
to
Father.
her calling, Father God, that you will
yes,
reveal
Lord.
The purpose
Thank
that
you
brought her here on earth, Father God, and that
Thank
she
you,
begin
Father.
To walk in it in Jesus' name. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus.
In the name,
name
of Jesus.
Jesus,
thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You. God bless
God
you.
God bless
you,
you, sister. It's a blessing. Well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful
Thank you.
Week.
You
All
too.
Right, bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Next caller. Wow, that was an awesome testimony. I love that. I love hearing testimonies. That's why I'm always asking you guys to give me some testimonies. All right. 908-305, your name and where you're from.
This is Carol from New Jersey.
Carol from New Jersey. Hi, Ms. Carol. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll get back to you. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father God, we just thank you for Ms. Carol, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the moving and the shaking. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that it may seem like nothing, but it's coming and it's moving. And we thank you, Lord. I just see like a plant, Father God, just peeking its little leaves out. And it's at the beginning stages, but a lot is going underneath. I see the roots underneath. And I see, you know, the little signs of life coming up in the soil. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. You're rooting her in you, Lord. You're grounding her in you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for what's coming, and it's coming quick in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Ms. Carol's life, Father God. Lord, I just pray also for a supernatural energy, Father God, in her life, Father God, in her health, Father God. Just give her supernatural energy, Father God, and give her wisdom, Father God, as the things that she needs to do to take care of her body, the things she needs to eat, the things she needs to do, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for your wisdom. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that life springing forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, what's going on, Ms. Carol?
Well, yeah, God has been amazing. I've had so many breakthroughs. It's amazing. He really is finally, Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've had such a peace in my life, and I'm just like, God, just breakthrough from years of just not knowing who I was in Christ, and he's just opening doors up, and I'm just so grateful. So. Yeah, he finally took so long. I don't know. Sometimes it takes a long time, but that's okay because God is faithful. And it is right what you're saying that, yeah, God is rooting me and grounding me. And I just love the Lord, and he's just been so wonderful. What can I say? I have such a peace in my life, and it's amazing.
Wow.
Wow, that's what I was seeing.
I was seeing a lot of roots. I was seeing a lot of roots when I was when I heard your voice. Like there's a lot of these roots, yeah, and there were a bunch of them. But you know, at the top, it was just, you know, it's beginning to come out. So there's more. The best is yet to come. And if you think you got a lot now, wait for the rest. Wow.
No, I just it's just beginning. The breakthroughs have been because there was as I mentioned people.
Give your testimony so another person that's hearing and maybe going through what you did a couple of years ago. Go ahead.
Well, it was like, of course, well, my brother had passed away, and I remember calling in, and he was very sick and all that. It was really a very difficult time for my family, and I think that's the first time I called PGN, and I remember talking to you, Carmen, and you helped me get through my brother dying, and a brother who got really sick and died. It was very hard for me because I was close to him, and he loved the Lord. Now he's with the Lord now. And it was just put me in a really bad place. I was, I think, grieving for a while, and I was just not myself, I don't think. And then I was like, and then right now, it took me a while to get back into a place of breakthrough with the Lord. I've always loved Jesus. But truthfully, I have that peace in my life. And you know what? You know who I'm ministering to? People who are grieving. It's really interesting. Mm. A lot of people that people had died of COVID and sicknesses. I get to minister to them, and I'm really giving them a lot of hope. I know my cousin had her husband die, Bruce, and I was ministering to her, and the Lord told me, yeah, you're going to be ministering to those who are grieving, people with anxiety, and also you can continue to pray because I'm finally God is opening some doors. So yeah, and it's been difficult financially and emotionally, but God has just healed me from some really difficult relationships and a lot of unforgiveness and people around me that were negative, so to speak. Mm-hmm. A lot of negative people, and the Lord told me, I want you. I think I told you this. The Lord told me to go up to them and tell them I'm sorry. and I had to do that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I was four people. And you know what? After that, God, like there was an impression on my life. Absolutely. I went through inner healing and deliverance. Mm-hmm. And guess what? God healed me, and I have such a peace. And I like people notice it. They're like, you really seem so much more happier, peaceful. I said, because Jesus is always there for us no matter what's going on. And he's amazing, and he wants to use our gifts and talents to share with others. So mm-hmm. I'm at that point, and I'll be next week. Next week I have some opportunities for jobs and things, and it's wonderful using my gifts and talents. So there you go.
It's freeing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's freeing. It almost feels like an oppression lifted off my life. So people listening in, you got to forgive. You got to love in Jesus' name. And if Jesus tells us to do something, got to listen, because you got to be obedient to him. Because if you're not, you're going to really suffer the consequences. And it's just, you know, not having that peace and that love that only God can give to us. Anyways, that's my testimony. But there'll be more to share for sure, because it's just beginning. The good things are just starting to happen there.
Yes. I know there's going to be more. I praise the Lord for you, and I thank God for what he's doing in your life. I remember the things that you were going through. Wow. God is amazing, isn't he? And I was talking, I can't remember what week I was talking about, but I talked about unforgiveness, and it does hold you back. Your blessings get held back when you don't forgive others, and you can't flow. It's like you're stuck. And so, wow, that's a testimony, an awesome testimony, that because you forgave, God, you know, released you, and look at you now. And better things are coming your way, and they're, you know. But you know what? That's just like God. What we deal with in the spiritual, where you can't see, it manifests in the natural. And so that's what I was seeing in that plant. All the roots, God was, you know, growing you in the root area. He was rooting you and grounding you. And so now the works are going to start coming up. You're going to start seeing things because it took place underneath. And so we have to die to ourselves in order for life to come forth, right? There's a resurrection that comes, you know, when it comes forth. Wow, that's amazing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, tonight has been amazing listening to your testimonies. And, oh, my goodness, it's so encouraging to listen to all of you ladies and gentlemen, what God is doing in your life. And, wow.
He's an amazing, I could say, he's an amazing, wonderful, beautiful God. I mean, I say this as I say, I don't know how anybody could not want to serve Jesus. He's just so wonderful and so beautiful. When you get past your own self and you surrender all to Jesus, he's just so wonderful, such a beautiful God that we serve, you know, such a beautiful God.
Mm-hmm. Amen,
so
amen.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You need prayer for anything else? Something else?
I do, because right now I'm finally like the Lord tells us to live in our gifts and talents. So what I'm going to be doing is sending out some resumes to do, like I've been mentioning, I do a Christian therapy. And so I'm looking to do Christian therapy to help people with anxiety and grief. And I know so well, because I think I mentioned that I had it in my life. So, and at this particular time, I am having an opportunity to minister to people. And I have to say, because I've gone through it, I understand it. My family suffered with it, and I understand it. And I want to be able to help others to overcome that through the power of Jesus.
Yeah, you don't want them to be in that place. You know how ugly that feels.
Exactly. So I just pray that God will open up the doors, which he is. He's so cool. And, of course, I do the music and the singing. I'll be singing. Also, I tell you, there's a global day of prayer in Newark, New Jersey, July 4th, which I will be part of. And hopefully going to be singing for the Lord. So pray for the global day of prayer, that we can, through prayer and worship and just telling people about Jesus. We're hoping many people come to know Jesus at this particular event. So that's a beautiful, beautiful ministry. So
Newark, New Jersey. My dad used to work there for many years in Newark.
Really?
Newark. Yes, yes. I remember as a little girl, he would go to work every day from Brooklyn all the way to Newark. It's a long way. Yeah. Yeah, I have family members that are too.
Oh, cool. That's where we're going to be. Mention them for them to come. If you have family, members there, invite them to come for on Saturday from 2 to 4. So you can invite them. And also, yeah, thank you. And if you can also pray about that event, and also a job that it pays me really well with benefits, and work nine to five, and have my weekends off to do. As I mentioned, the book, God wants me to send the book out about forgiveness and the music. He would not let me have a book about forgiveness until I had to go through the forgiveness myself, personally. Mm-hmm. So I've done it, and it works. It really works. God's word works. And he held me back from that. But he said, but now if I do the book on forgiveness, which I do have on Amazon, I can actually tell testimonies of how it works. It's interesting, right? Because God won't let us do stuff until we understand it ourselves. I mean, he does. Mm-hmm. He uses
it's
those.
Powerful that way. It releases that anointing in you. It releases it because it's real. It's real. I mean, God can do anything, whatever he wants, but it's so powerful when you've been also delivered from something because, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you can't get any better than that. You know it works, and you can convince people even more. Look, it happened to me. I know it works. So,
absolutely.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Carol to you, Father God. You see all the things that she has going, Father God. We just pray, Father God, that you give her the wording for the books to finish the book, where to put it to where it can be used, where other people can contact her to get that book, Lord. We pray for that day of prayer, Father God. We pray, Father God, that those people that need to be in that gathering, Father God, will be there. I pray, Father God, that you anoint her vocals like never before to touch the lives of others. It's not for her. It's not for her glory. It's for your glory, Father God, so that she's saying, Lord, today, that she is willing to be used by you, Father God, in so many ways, Father God, through music, through writing, through counseling, Father God. We just pray that you just continue to touch her, Father God, and connect her with the right people, Father God. We pray for the right job, Father God, with the right salary, Father God, that, Father God, that she'll be in the right place at the right time. That even if it's a job for somebody else, Lord, that she'll be in the right place at the right time and that they'll give it to her. And, Lord, I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you just connect her with the right divine connections, Father God. Connect her with the right people, Father God, that it will be in the right place, Father God. And, Lord, I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you continue blessing her financially, that you open doors for her for that, Lord, and that you give her creative ways to make money, Father God, and bless her, Father God, in her obedience to you, Lord. And, Lord, I just pray that the right people come to her, Father God, that need to hear this her singing and read her books, Father God, that they be exactly the right people that it will move in their lives, that they will be so touched, Father God, that they will never be the same. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Carol's life, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And Carmen, I just want to thank you very much. God bless you for what you do. I really appreciate it. And the PG.
Oh, the Lord.
And then also, I just want to mention one other thing before I let you go. I've been praying about it. I sing prophetic music. I don't know if I told you that, prophetic music. And it comes from my heart, and I sing it. And there's a church here in New Jersey that has prophetic music that God introduced me to this church. And I can't wait because they heard me sing. I went over there, and they're like, we want you to sing prophetic music. I'm like, really? I was like, I don't know how that happened, but God brought me to this place. So just pray that the prophetic music, the weekend I was supposed to go there for training, somehow it was canceled. But they said they're gonna have it again, that I can go there and sing this prophetic music, because that's what I've been praying about. I'm like, Lord, you gave me this prophetic music, and I love it. So anyways, God is so cool. And they're like, how did you find it? I said, you need to ask Jesus that one. That's up to him. So we have to be waiting on the Lord, the timing of the Lord. And sometimes, believe me, it's like, Lord, can you make it happen sooner than later? It's like, and he's like, well, the Lord's like, well, I'm God, and you're not. I'm like, okay.
Yes, in his perfect timing, Lord, I just ask you that you would just help her to increase and to wait for the perfect timing when you want to release her, Father God, and that she'll be in your perfect timing, Father God. And, Lord, I just pray that I thank you, Lord, for the prophetic singing, Father God. I pray that you increase that and that you would help her, Father God, to just sing what you give her, Father God. I thank you for that, because you're doing that in so many ways, the prophetic in so many ways, in singing and preaching and prophesying in so many ways, Father God. The prophetic is in this season is high, Father God, and we just thank you for that. It's a new thing. It's more than a new thing. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, because your words are being brought forth in different forms. And Lord, I pray, increase, Father God, and bless her, Father God, and especially in this year of blessings, of treasures, Father God. Bring forth the treasures that are within her that you've put in there since the day that you created her, Father God, so that she will walk in her purpose, Father God, and do exactly what you have called her to do. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for Carol, Father. We thank you for what you've put in her that's coming forth, Father God. And Lord, continue to do that work in her, within her, Father God, so that she'll be able to release more to those that are hurting, and that she will be able to minister with that true anointing, that anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you, Carmen.
God bless you, and do call us and continue letting us know what's going on. I love it. I love hearing the things that God is doing in your life and in everybody else's life that has come on today. It's amazing. Wow.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. All right, sister.
Thursday.
God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless you, sister. Bye.
All right. Our next caller is 804-218. I think I didn't get that one. All right. All right. Your name and where you're from. 804-218. Your name and where you're from. Oh, I hope they didn't fall asleep. All right, I'll put them on hold. And then I'll come back to them. 910-709, your name and where you come from.
Oh, this is Sylvia calling from North Carolina.
Hello, Miss Sylvia.
All right. Hi, how are you?
Good, and you? God bless. Let me mute you, and then I'll give you a word. Father God,
okay.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Miss Sylvia's life, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for her obedience, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for her heart is yours. And her obedience is to you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I just see, thank you, Lord. I see like there's a pleasing aroma. I see you like handing a bouquet to the Lord, and he's smelling it, and it's like pleasing. It's a pleasing aroma, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for whatever it is that you're working in Miss Sylvia, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because of her obedience, the obedience. Thank you, Lord. Something about obedience, something that you've done or going to do, I don't know. I think it's something that you've done, and it's pleasing unto the Lord. It's in your obedience. That's what I'm hearing, the obedience. Obedience. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Sylvia's life, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for that obedience in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Miss Sylvia, you there?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So you have a testimony, a prayer you need?
Yes, I have a prayer. I had, the Lord had promised me, he says that he was going to give me a house, and I've been in this house. I took care of my mother in this house for several years until she passed. And then she had left the house to me. And then somehow my mother had dementia, so my brothers went behind my back and they sort of switched paperwork. So the Lord says that that my inheritance was stolen. So I had applied. He had me to apply for a loan, and it took a while to hear anything. So I checked the other day, and they had just checked my credit. But then I received a letter in the mail. Things were a little negative, but I know that God is working behind the scenes to create a miracle. So I'm just praying that when I send back what they want, that, you know, that verdict that they're trying to give me would be overturned, because I know it will. I have faith, so I know it's going to be overturned. So if you could just pray for that for me.
Before I begin for the prayer, things can be held back when there's unforgiveness, and I believe that you're understanding that, and maybe that's where the obedience is coming from, and that will hinge a lot on what comes forth later on, because sometimes, you know, we get stuck and things in our instead of coming in our favor, get stuck too. So I believe that has something to do with it, your obedience to forgiveness. And I know sometimes it's really hard, especially when it's our own family that has done things to us. It hurts even more because, you know, when you love much, it hurts even more. And so when we can't, we just bring it to the Lord and ask him to help us in whatever other areas. It may be too hard for us, and he'll help us. So I believe that's where the obedience lies in, and the rest will come. And as we do what God says, Sister Carol was talking about, that things were, you know, held up for her, but then as soon as she started forgiving, something happened. But it took a while, because there's some things that God does in the spirit, and you can't see it, and it seems like it's taking long, but it's not, because God is doing, he's rooting us, he's grounding us, and we don't see it, and then we see a little leaf, we see this popping out, and then we see more growth on the top. We can see it in the natural. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like that's also happening with you. You continue to do what God is telling you to do, And you're going to start seeing, you know, changes, different changes. It may not be the way you think as fast as you want it. Trust me. Trust what Sister Carol was saying. But it'll happen. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift up Miss Sylvia, Father God, and this whole situation with the house, with her family, Lord, with her emotions, Father God, with all the stuff that people have done, that she can be angry. But, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, because she knows that you have told her to be angry and sin not. And she is obedient to you, Lord. And whatever other areas or anything else that may be trying to hinder that, Lord, we just pray that you help her. We also pray that you help her, Father God, with the loan, Father God, and everything that's entailed with that, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that anything else is hindering that, we just pray that you bring it to the light, but also to prepare her and help her, Father God, to know how to handle what she sees, Father God, that she will know how to handle what she sees the way that you want her to handle it. in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for moving things along, Father God, for her. Give her that wisdom that she needs, Father God. Give her the guidance in what to do, what not to do, Lord. And Lord, I put people, good people in her path, Father God, to help her along, Father God, that will favor her, Father, in the name of Jesus, that will favor her in Jesus' name so that she can get the things done, Father God, that if there's any hindrance because of the lack of favor, Lord, we just pray for people that will, that you replace those and put the ones that will favor her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. Help her, Father God. Father God, and Lord, give her peace. Give her peace about the whole situation, Father God. Help her, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And let her, Father God, have that peace so that she knows that even though she doesn't see things moving and happening, that you are in control. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Anything else, Sylvia?
No, I think I'm just a little confused about this unforgiveness thing, because unless it's something that's hidden, because I'm the one who always fasts to say, you know, to go to people and say that I forgive them. Most of the time, I'm by myself. The only thing I can think of is church hurt. It's the only thing that I can think of, because I'm not really around a lot of people. I'm mostly by myself.
That could be it.
So,
that could be it. That can hinder you, too. Yeah, that could hinder you, too.
But,
so
but,
that
but
he can continue praying for... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the thing is, I dealt with that a long time ago, because before I wasn't able to receive from him, and I got okay, and I asked the Lord to help me deal with that. And I'm just trying to figure out, and I'm going to have to ask him, because I'm not sure what's coming from. I could always ask about things, you know, of that nature. Because of, you know, ministry, but I can't think of anybody, because I'm not around people, you know, at all.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to be around people. I mean, it could be things that have been done to you way before. And sometimes we do it mentally. You know, well, I forgive this person. And yet something happens, and then there's a little in your spirit that you're like, and you're like, wait a minute, that's still there. This person looked at you and you're like, and so.
Well, I guess I was getting confused, because too, I always go before him and to ask him those things if I'm holding back something and
the
obedience.
He'll get to the root of it because he sees. He sees all the way to the root what's really holding.
Right.
Maybe sometimes, I mean, it could be us holding unforgiveness with ourselves for even being thinking that way, because we know better and we get angry at ourselves. I mean, I remember one time, you know, that I remember a pastor saying, you know, now you forgive yourself. We went through other people that had done, and then went, that really got me. I was like, oh, my goodness, I didn't even know I held unforgiveness. But why? Because we sometimes are hard on ourselves. But but God knows the root of everything. So continue praying. And before you know it, because you do want to get, I know you are obedient. You do know, you do want to be obedient to God. He's going to give you that clarity of what it is. He's going to pinpoint it. Because you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready.
Okay.
So, or maybe it was something you thought you did and it didn't take. I know, I've been there.
Right.
I'm like, I'll think of somebody and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm still feeling angry. But I forgave them. Why am I having a hard time with this? Lord, help me.
Right.
I don't want to be unforgiving to this person. But it hurts.
but Lord, help me. I don't want this, you know, until, I, you know, you're struggling with that. And finally something happens in the spirit as you're praying and wah, and it hits and it just breaks off of you. So you, sometimes you, there's some wrestling because it's deep. It's deep. It hurts.
Okay.
So, but I know there's an obedience about you. It's going to happen, but deal with it with the Lord.
Yes, he always tells me. I'm always obedient from the time I got saved because once I was disobedient in the beginning when I first got saved, and I knew that I didn't want to ever be disobedient again. So I lived my life to be obedient to God.
It's a horrible feeling, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that one time, when I did it the first time, I said it would never happen again. So that's like whatever he wants me to do, it's done. You know, I have no hesitation. I've always been that
mm-hmm.
way.
Yes, that's what I got from the beginning when I started praying over
you.
And thank you, Lord. For Miss Sylvia, I thank you, Father God, for her obedience. I thank you, Lord, because she's hearing your voice. And Father God, because maybe the hurt is deep, Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit goes deep and show her and then get that out in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Father God, for that victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you ahead of time, Father.
Amen.
God. Thank you for her obedience. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the turnaround, the breakthrough in her life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anything else, Ms. Sylvia?
Amen. Oh, no, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Nice to hear you. God, have
God
a blessed
bless
week.
You too.
God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. My next caller is 330-330-752. All right, and your name and where you're from. 330-752, your name and where you're from. Hello. Are we in La La Land? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for 330-752. We thank you, Father God, because she's in tune with you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for running the race. I thank you because he or she is running the race. I don't know who this person is. Lord, we just pray, Father God. I heard the running the race. I thank you, Lord. We bind the spirit of discouragement, Father God. We thank you, Lord, because you are with them and they're running the race and they're going to finish the race. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. For running the race, running the race. Thank you, Lord. And we bind that spirit of discouragement in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, and give them sweet sleep in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let me go back to 804218. Your name and where you're from. Are you there? 804218. Lord, we just pray for peace for this person. We pray for sweet sleep. Father God, they're in your arms, Father God. They're in your sweet sleep, in their sweet sleep, Lord. We just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the peace, peace like a river. I just see that person like on a boat, and there's such peace around them. Peace like a river. There's peace like a something like that. Peace like a river in my soul. Lord, we just thank you for the peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in their soul. We just release that towards them in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We have other callers. If you'd like ministry, dial 1 and I'll know to pick your number. We have several on the line without their hands raised up. Okay, the first one starts with 831-478-814.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll play a song, and if somebody else wants ministry tonight, I'll pick your number. Give me one moment here. This song has to do with that psalm. Oh, wait a minute. Where did I put that one? All right. He is our hiding place. Amen. I was trusting you. I'll go back to the caller 330-752. Your name and where you're from. Okay, they're still. All right. Hello? Okay, they're still in the La La Land. That's good. That is good. Well, I don't have any other callers. I'll just play the last song and then I'll end this show. Well, God bless you, everybody. For those that came in late, go back and listen to the message about the Lord being our refuge so you understand how to stay in the refuge and for the coming days, because this is going to be very important to understand these things and not allow ourselves to be out of God's umbrella of protection, okay? So I'm going to play this song. It's an awesome song. It's called To Worship You, I Live by Israel and New Breed. And so give me one moment here. This has had 4 billion, almost 5 billion views. All right.
If I had my choice, I would choose you every night. I would choose you every night.
Please.
the spirit is exalted. This is my soul. You're the only one. Breath of my soul, life in my bones. You're the eye of my truth. Breath of my soul, life in my bones. You're the eye of my truth. Breath of my soul. I've been my boy, you're the only one. You must have been pleased to put your image on me. You must have been pleased to put your image on me.
Lord, I pray that you just breathe on the listeners tonight. They waited on you tonight. And Lord, I just pray for a special blessing over them. Breathe over their bones, Lord. Breathe over their lives. Breathe over them. Bring to life those things that are dead. Bring them to life. In Jesus' name. Good night, everybody. Have a blessed week. End of the show.